There will be a reunion of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. That's the women's league formed in 1943 out of desperation by Chicago Cubs owner Phil Wrigley. He wanted a backup in case Major League Baseball collapsed because so many players had gone off to war. The league was immortalized in the movie A League of Their Own, which starred Madonna, Gina Davis, Rosie O'Donnell, and Tom Hanks.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
In its inaugural season, there were just four teams, including the Kenosha Comets and the Racine Belles. At its peak in 1948, there were 10 teams. Over 600 women played during the league's run from 1943 to 1954. One of them was Anastasia Batikas from Racine, and like many male baseball players, she had a nickname.
They call me Stash.
In 1945, an 18-year-old Batikas, who had been playing baseball since the third grade, decided to try out for the league.
They held trials, and a whole bunch of us went out there, and two of us made the cut and went on to Chicago for spring training at Wrigley Field, and then I was put on the Bells.
She played center field for just 1 year for the Racine Bells, under contract for $50 per week. Then she headed off to college in a teaching career. About 25 or 30 former players of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, now in their 70s and 80s, will be in Kenosha for the reunion. In Kenosha, Dave McGrath, Wisconsin Public Radio.